just take them right off the bed.
Did they buy them a new suit of clothes when they buried them?
Sometimes they did and sometimes they didn't.
Sometimes they just let them wear what they had.
Yeah. But they'd wash them and dress them. Mm-hmm. I felt wash and dress them.
What did you do to make a person's eyes stay shut?
Make them what?
Their eyes stay shut.
They put quarters on them back yonder. And
then take a rag
and tie around the head and around the chin, pull the mouth together, and put a quarters on the eye. And they'd wash them and dress them and let them lay there that night. Then they'd put the clothes on in the morning. I'd be on the bed now. Then they'd put the clothes on in the morning and put it in the coffin. And the coffin had a little glass on there and had a little fringe around the inside and the edges. And that's fawn stuff. And that's about all we had. And a wooden box to put the coffin in.
Mm-hmm.
That wooden box had a lid on it. And the lid had hinges on it. And as always, so they had screws screwed in when they put them down.
Did you notice when you went to the funeral that the family wore black? Did they wear black then?
Not many of them, because they didn't have tobacco.
What was that supposed to show if they were wearing black?
Mourning.
Mm-hmm.
After it was buried, a lot of say that your husband died, and for a long time you'd wear a veil and black. And it wasn't poor people that did that. That was pretty wealthy people.
Did the women ever have spells at the funeral by carrying on them?
Oh, yeah.
What would you call that if they lost control of themselves?
Huh?
What would you say they were doing if they lost control of themselves, crying and carrying on, couldn't stop?
Well, it was
hysterical.
Hysterical. A lot of them fell out.
If
your husband died and you was kind of nervous and things, they'd give you some tablets to take and to ease your nerves and things like that. So after you just bed.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen doctors just give a lot of them.
Well, people still have to take them sometimes
yeah.
for that.
See, we lived in a place and had a big shop fire, and then anybody died there, they just go there and make the coffin. No matter who it was, old man looked after it. And they just helped him. And I kept the lumber up, the loft, and they'd make a coffin. Oh, 2 or 3 hours, they'd have a coffin made. They'd varnish and stain it. And it looked pretty well. It was just a wooden coffin.
What kind of wood did they use to make it?
Well, different kind. Now, Dr. buried in a cedar coffin.
Mm-hmm.
And
was it red looking after it was varnished?
Yeah, it was pretty. It's really nice one down there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got cedar in my car.
Mm-hmm.
Poor people didn't have nothing much to do with it.
This still had some red cedar left up there from making those other caskets too.
Yeah.
If somebody asked you on average day how you're feeling, you'd say?
Feeling fine.
The children are out late and your wife's getting excited, you say, they'll be home. All right, just don't.
Where?
We're going to talk about a disease this time.
All right.
There was a disease that children used to have a long time ago when they'd choke in the night. Sometimes they'd choke to death.
Whooping cough.
And they had sores in their throat. Mm-hmm. And what's the disease that makes you turn yellow?
Yellow fever. Yellow chills.
Yellow jaundice.
Yellow jaundice.
Okay.
That's three of them now.
When you have your appendix taken out, you say you have an attack of what?